Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, good evening, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. I'm your host, Brenda Williams, and we have a great show tonight. It is my honor, my truly God-given honor, to actually announce our Radio Artist of the Year, which is none other than the beautiful and talented Mr. Latrice Lawrence. Now, before I bring this artist in, I have to just tell you a little bit about this phenomenal woman. So a lot of people have been inboxing me and asking me, how did she get it? What can they do to get it? Was it a nominee? How did she get it? Well, the way she got it was hard work, dedication, pure dedication. There was nothing that I couldn't bring to this woman that she didn't just do. There was not no task that I couldn't tell this woman or direct her to do that she didn't just do. Whenever I play her music, I have other radio hosts that listen in, and they want to know who she is. I have guests that always want to know who she is. I have people that always want to know where can they find her music. So that and a whole lot of other things, and I think I've played her, Mary Did You Know, probably for the record-breaking time on my show all last year and this year. So that is why she is Speak Your Mind Radio's Artist of the Year. Now, what does this mean for Artist of the Year? Artist of the Year means at any given time that Latrice Lawrence can come back and say, you know, hey, Brenda, I need a show. And she gets it, no questions asked, hands down. Unlimited promoting for this artist. Somebody else just asked me, well, why don't you stand behind my music? No, I stand behind everybody's music. But I have to feel your music in my soul in order for me to move forward with nominating you for Artist of the Year. So, without further ado, I need to bring in our Artist of the Year, none other than the beautiful, talented Ms. Latrice Lawrence. All right, Latrice, are you on the line with me?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hello.
Well,
how are you?
I want to say congratulations to Speak Your Mind Radio's Artist of the Year. Big kudos, congratulations. I'm just so happy for you.
I am so happy and honored that, you know, that you even asked, that you even nominated me, and that people actually wanted me to be Artist of the Year. It makes me feel, I just can't describe how I feel right now. I mean, because it's such an honor, first of all. Second of all, I feel humbled, and, you know, I'm a big baby. I could cry at the drop of a dime.
You better not. No crying.
You just don't know, because it's been a rough last 3 years. And the thing about it is, this industry is what gives wonderful opportunities to certain people, but it's a struggle for those of us that have pure in heart intentions. It's very hard to get in, because it's there's clicks and all kind of other stuff that goes on in the industry that shouldn't be there. And God told me He was going to open some doors that no man could close. And I'm starting to see some things happen that are blowing me away in terms of traveling, in terms of singing in different countries, in terms of my career, you know, and I just feel grateful, because sometimes it doesn't happen when you want it to happen. It happens when God feels that you're ready to do it. And I've gone through a lot of things so I could be ready. And the thing is that ego and all this stuff, there's no place for that. You have to be a humble vessel. And He waited until I actually went through the fire and learn some things, learn how to have acts and have some sense and be humble and just learn to just really just move out of the way and just sing for others. And that's what you have to do. You have to sing for others and you have to give of yourself. And the message of the song has to be so deep that it touches somebody's heart. Somebody could be getting ready to kill themselves and they can hear the words of your song and get hope, gain hope. That's the kind of singer I wanted to be, Brenda. I wanted to make a difference. And not, oh, she just has a beautiful voice. It's more to it than that. It's about the message. And, you know, I thank God for all my friends and singers that have supported me because I support them as well, and my fans and my family and my husband and you. I mean, I've just gained a sister in you. And, I mean, I can't tell you how honored I am. I got up and told my entire church that I was being honored as Artist of the Year. I'm excited about this new song because it's going to be your theme song. That's what I'm so excited about because it's on SoundCloud and it's on YouTube already. And the thing about it is,
I'm excited.
I just know that when they hear it, it's going to go viral. And I just feel good about it. I do.
This is a thing, and a lot of, like I said, I've been getting a lot of, not feedback, but questions from other artists. Why not me? Why not me? Well, I have listeners I have regular listeners that come on. So I did my poll. I said, now it's time for Artist of the Year. And hands down, there was no other choice but you. And this came from other radio hosts. This came from everyday listeners. This came from poets. This came from a lot of people. It was a poll where there was names and you picked. So you didn't know it, and nobody knew it. None of the artists knew it because I didn't want it to be the type of thing. You know when you see like a lot of those contests of artists or poet of the year, and then you got people posting stuff on your page saying vote for me. I didn't want it to be like that because when the winner was announced, I wanted to be a true winner that people chose, and you had no idea. So that's what I had to explain to people.
I was clueless. I had no idea what was going on. I've never alluded to the fact that I wanted to be featured and pointed out. Because, like, a lot of times, you know, people don't understand. I lay in the cut. I'm very humble with my gifts, and I feel like God gave it to me. It's a gift. And it's my job to share it with the world and to encourage others. And you know what? I would have, if someone else would have gotten the honor, I would have been clapping and would have been just as happy for them. But a lot of times when you get honors like this, it's because you're not running after it. You're just trying to go on a mission to touch other people. That's what it's really about.
And try to make it.
And try to make it. And that's what I've been trying to do. I mean, I have been sick where I could barely breathe and was getting a rush to emergency all last year and going through inhalers and steroids. I've been through hell in the past year. And I had cancer in 2014. And it's like I didn't say anything. I just was sick and I was struggling and going through it. But I was right in that studio recording. I was dealing with the distribution company, Shine On Records, Artist One Entertainment, and dealing with Andre Pittman, and still getting up and doing KJLA's performances, still going in the studio and recording, still singing at church, still being the director at church, and doing all that and gigging. And I was sick as a dog. And singing in two groups. And I didn't say a word. I just was pushing through. You knew about it, but everybody didn't know about it. And I was still putting out music, still putting out singles, and I could barely breathe. And that's an act of faith. And when you want something from God, you have to step out and do something from Him. And literally, I was fighting my body. And still trying to live my dream. And I didn't tell too many people. I think I talked to Laurie about it, Laurie Edwards. I talked to you. Andre knew, a few other people knew, but not everybody knew, because I didn't want everybody to know, because I knew I had to fight this thing with just me, Jesus, and my family, my husband, and my friends. They were really my friends. So when I say a storm, you never want what somebody else has, because you don't know what they're going
right.
through to try to get it. So,
right.
you know, I would say that to every artist out there. Be you. Be you. Be your own artist. Be a vessel. And sing about things that mean something, that'll touch people's hearts. And no matter what you're going through, I don't care if it's health problems, I don't care if it's money problems, don't give up on your dream. I met an extraordinary musician. His name was Ron Pearson. He played for everybody all in the industry. And he was a wonderful bassist, and he was a wonderful music director. And he was the creative director, music director for EMCK Entertainment. I have you know that he died. He had a heart problem, and he just
wow.
died last week. And he was young. Oh, in his 40s. He was young. And I said to myself, this life is short. I am going
yeah.
to get up, and I'm going to take more risks, and I'm going to start traveling all over the world. I took a big leap of faith. And I'm getting ready to audition, and I'm getting ready to audition so that I could possibly go to Japan. I'm not playing. It's time for me to be global. I'm not playing anymore. And you talking about somebody who had things going on with them physically. But I'm stepping out on faith because I know that God called me to sing. I know that he called me to sing and to reach to the masses. There's people hurting out there, and I've been through a lot. I've been hurt, and I've been sick, and I've been through all kind of physical tragedies, and I know that I can give something back to other people that need something, and I'm going to do it. A sister is running. I'm getting personal training.
Oh,
I'm getting it together, girl.
And that's another thing that made me, that's another thing that made it easy when the numbers came up, you know. And I said I wouldn't really talk numbers, but I want to say basically off the poll, there was 14 people nominated. And I decided I was not going to tell the other 13 people because they basically did not win. And I just, you know, I never discussed it with anybody. Nobody from the music industry that I deal with knew anything about this polling. And I want to say the numbers were something like 313, all with your check of your name on it. And this is not just live callers. These are my internet. See, I have my internet callers that they only listen online. So they listen online in groups of people. Like, they may be at work. I know there's one that's a detention center, another one that it's a women's group home, and there's about six of the workers that they listen. And see, a lot of people don't know that I get that feedback basically in the chat room online. So I put the poll there, was the first place I put it. And then I had a separate polling event room for everybody that's ever come to the shows. And then I posted videos of all the people that I had nominated. And there was no in between. There was no post calls. There was nothing. So to me, it was easy for me because I saw that you touch people. You touch people's heart. Like your voice. And that's exactly why when I gave you the task of this song, I knew what you were going to do with it. I've been excited and excited ever since I heard it. I've been excited. I've just been like playing it, just like your other song that used to be my favorite.
Right.
And played it. So without further ado, I have to play this song. I know that I have somebody on that wanted to hear you that's not going to come on closer to 10. And I told him that I'd replay it or I'd just send it to him. But I must say also to my listeners that are online now, this song was one that I put on my timeline consistent. Yolanda Adams sing it. A couple of other people sing it. And I put this song on my timeline consistent, just because it's a feel-good song. It a lot of people sometimes they need it. It reminds them. It lets you know I'm ready. And I put it on there because it's one of my favorites. So I love Latrice Lawrence's voice, so I said, can you sing this song for me? She was like, sure, let me go ahead and get it and practice it or whatever, and I got it for you. So when she sent me the first cut before she actually recorded it, I was like, oh, my gosh, I love it. And then when she sent me the final cut to it, I was like, if you can take a song like one of the greats, Yolanda Adams, and put your own twist on it and sound just as good, I would literally walk into the store and buy that CD by you with that song on it. That tells me that you're on your way, that you've perfected what a lot of people are trying to perfect. Your voice is a type of voice that it captures you. It captures your heart. To me, if I can't remember your music a couple of days later, and I'm not humming the tunes of your music a couple of days later, my interest is lost. So I won't be playing it on the radio. I won't be playing it on my station at all. But as you see, since the first day that I ever got your music, no matter what type of topic I'm here, I have, what I say to the disclosure of every single time, you've heard me say it, I don't care what topic this is.
I don't care what topic it is.
And it's my radio station, and if you don't like it, get off it. But without further ado, I got to play it. So bear with me one moment because I want to make sure that I got good background. So don't go anywhere. Everybody, Speak Your Mind Radio is now going to debut for the first time Ms. Latrice Lawrence's new song. Not even hit. It's hit, but it's not circulating yet. It circulates after this evening. So without further ado, I'm so proud of this woman, Latrice Lawrence, and doing the I'm Gonna Be Ready. Yeah, I'm coming with it.
what's best for me. Prepare my heart, whatever comes. Oh, I want to be ready. Pay the price, 'cause you made the ultimate sacrifice. It's all because of you that I even have life, and I'll give you my love as a tribute, my
Wow, so you have heard that song first here on Speak Your Mind Radio, I Am Gonna Be Ready. Loved it, loved it, loved it, absolutely loved it. Now, Miss Latrice Long,
yes.
How did it feel making this song? How did it feel singing this song?
You know, it's funny. When you gave me the assignment to record it, I really didn't understand what was happening. And I said, Yolanda Adams did it. And you know, I've always loved her music, always. It's always been inspirational at times in my life. It picked me up when I ever was down. Her music, her and Luther Vandross touched me immensely. Girl, I must have heard that song and I heard the words. I said, this is about my life. Mm-hmm. It was weird. It was like, wow. This is interesting because this is the year to be ready. And I knew that song was producers, Brandon Ford and Devin Shaw, when they got in there and worked with me with it. We did some little tweaking here and there, and they told me, make it your own. Don't try to be like her. And the thing is, that's what I aim to do. I was like, okay, you know what? It's about the message of the song. If it wasn't, I heard it, and there were times that I recorded certain parts of it. I said, I got to record that over because it's not exciting. It's not doing anything for me. And I know if it's not doing anything for me, it's not going to do anything for anybody else. And I was like, you know what? Once I put stuff to the side, I said, okay, let's do this. We got in there. We did the work. One of my producers, he got on the backgrounds, the lower backgrounds, and the one that mixed it and mastered it was Brandon Ford. But him and Devin Shaw have a very good ear, and I'm really grateful for our friendship, and I'm grateful for our business relationship because we deal with all sorts of upcoming artists and we meet with them and work with them, make tracks together to give to other artists for pay, and they come in and record in the studio. And it's just been a blessing because we've met so many talented people, and it's just, it's not just one instance that we're all working on our projects, but we're working with other people. So it's like the blessings are flowing on to other people, and it's just, it's amazing to see all these projects just blossom. And for us, you know, so I'm actually doing production work as well. I'm not just a singer. I'm a writer, and I do production work with my two partners, and they're extraordinary. They keep me on my game. They are gifted. They have good ears. They know how to create music, sing, write, I mean, arrange. So it's like when you have people that's blessed like that in your life, oh, my God, you can't help but grow, and you can't help but shine. And it's like, it's funny because this is artist time to shine on here. And I can't take credit for shining on my own. I wouldn't be shining if it wasn't for God. Because first of all, I wouldn't be here if he wouldn't save my life when I was 21. Because I was supposed to be dead or crippled in a wheelchair. Because I was struck with a seriously horrible muscular illness that's rare. And God saved my life. Then he went right back again and saved my life when I was diagnosed with beginning ovarian cancer in 2014. Keep saving my life over and over. It's just amazing to me. I get emotional. It's amazing to me what he's done in my life. I could not breathe up until 2 months ago, and I didn't say a word. All I did was post positive comments on Facebook. All I did was try to encourage other people and pray, and now I can breathe again. And it is the most incredible feeling in the world. And my friends and my family, my husband was in my church, was rooting for me. They were praying for me. And I feel so honored.
Well, you should feel honored. You should feel honored because you're a phenomenal woman. And you went through so much in your life. And you touched so many people. Let me tell you, and I don't even know if I ever even told you this, but I'm going to tell you this. You know how my artist time to shine works. You know how I do with my music and my artists. You send me an email, I listen, and if what you sent me, I feel like my audience deserves to hear, I'm going to play it. And you know I've played just about a bit of everything, from R&B, from rap, from everything. But the particular day that Andre Pittman has sent me a song, I was going through something. I honestly was going through something. And I had to sit down and listen to that song. And I must have cried for about an hour after I heard that song. And thing was, and I never even told you this, but the thing was, it was something pertaining to my son that's now 20. He was 19 when this was going on. And the Mary, did you know? You know, it hit me, and it almost felt like what everybody else was willing to give up on him. I was there, and I felt like Mary, because I knew that my son was a gift from God, and I knew that. And then that song touched me, and I kept raving and raving. And to be honest with you, even though it's an older song, I had never heard it before then. I never heard that song before then. So my next thing, when you hear an artist, your next thing is you're on YouTube trying to see if anybody can sing it better. Because, no, you're an artist that hasn't came out yet. You're trying to get there. So my next thing, and I listened to it, Mary J. I was like, nope, she killed Mary J. I listened to a couple of other people. I was like, nope, she killed them. I listened to the other versions. I was like, oh, my goodness. This is an artist that sang a song that anybody better than anybody else who sang it. And that right there let me know who you was. And I think at that time, God led me to you because I've been in your corner every single second ever since that song. And it's okay. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's okay. But to know, let me tell you, you remind me of so many different people. I know Paula Montgomery, and I haven't spoken to her yet about this. And Paula Montgomery has got a book out. And when I tell you that book is so great, and I'm going to pull her in for an interview here in the next couple of weeks. But her book will touch you. Her book will touch your heart. And she reminds me of you. Because when I finally got a chance to sit down and read some of it, I was blown away. And it's the same thing with your music. Your music is that way. When you listen to it, it just touches your heart. It brings you to a place. It makes everything okay. It's almost like one of those moments where everything is chaotic in the world, and you listen to your music, and everything goes away. It's like a certain cloud to where I'm in tune with this song, and everything around me has stopped. And when you have that type of talent, you deserve to be Artist of the Year. You deserve to be up there on the Billboard. And you know what? You're the type of person with the type of heart that when you got to get there, not if you get there, I'm so confident that when you get there, you will be just as humble as that you are right now. And that's what the world needs. More artists that are willing to help others and to pull up others and to gracefully be there for others without throwing shade. When people ask me all the time who do these radio stations, well, Brenda, why do you just play people's music? I charge this and I charge that. You know why I don't? Because I'm somebody that's also trying to get there. I'm somebody who's also trying to make a difference in the world, to make an impact in the world. So how would I make an impact, or how would I even get there humbly if I'm trying to take advantage of people and take money from people for no valid reason? Then I'm only in it for the money and not in it because God put me in it. Now, let's go back. You know, I have some really racy radio shows, and some people would disagree with what I'm saying right now. But you know what? That's nothing but God as well, because that's God speaking through me to give me a message to put out that this is okay. Things are okay. Where people were so afraid to speak and let things out, it is okay. And that's what my message is saying. But I have to say, I don't think that you're one of the type of artists, and I've dealt with a lot of artists, and I'm still dealing with a lot of artists. But you're not one of the type of artists that are forgettable. And see, that's what I look at. If I listen to your music and I can't hum it, I don't remember it, or I don't, then to me, keep going. I'm going to encourage you to still do good. I encourage everybody. But just work on your craft. You know, you know how it is, Patrice. I've been asked over and over again, why don't I hear my music on your, okay, well, you don't hear it because it doesn't move me. And I'm looking at the way of a consumer. When people go to buy music and when people go to click on to music and click like, whether it's YouTube, whether it's SoundCloud, if that song they clicked on was not memorable, why do you assume that now I should be getting this and this and this and this? I'm this big artist. You have to jump outside the box and you have to do different things. And that's what I love about you as an artist, because if you've taken it from gospel to sensual to a little bit of R&B, you've taken it different directions. And when you're that versatile that you can change based on what you put in front of me, that is phenomenal. That is a phenomenal, phenomenal trait to have. And I'm proud of you for it. I'm proud of your accomplishments. I can't tell you enough how I love your voice. I can't tell you enough how once every time I'm done with a show from you, and at one time, I'm not going to lie, when people inboxed me and said, send me her music, I said, I'll do no further thing. You have to go to her and get her music because she gave it to me as a privilege. So I'm not going to just give it to you. Go to her or go to Andre Pittman. But I can't just give you her music. So when it gets to the point like that where your music is being requested, and you know, my radio show is heard in Belize, heard in South Africa. It's actually in France. My radio show is heard all over the world. So when you got people coming in from all over the world that jumped in on this poll, to make sure that you got Artist of the Year, I feel like that speaks volumes. That speaks volumes of you and who you are. And I commend you. And I want you to keep up the good work. So I need to play another song of yours. And, of course, okay. Everybody by now that's on the line knows what it's going to be. I don't care. Y'all going to have to get over it. This is my number two song of Latrice's. It was my number one song forever. But now it's my number two song. But I'm going to play it anyway. So hold on one moment. I got to get another song of yours in here. Because I have a lot of folks on that's rooting for you and that voted for you. So I have to let them see what exactly what they voted for. So hold on one moment. Let me go ahead and play another song for you.
Okay.
Hold on just one moment. I got it coming up right here. Oh, my goodness. I just love this song. I'll put myself on mute because if I don't put myself on mute, I'm going to be singing real loud, and my voice is nothing like yours. So that's probably not what we want. I don't want Blog Talk to shut me down for my own voice. So hold on one moment.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save us sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make us new? This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind? Mary, did you know your baby boy would come to see with his hand? Did you know your baby boy has trod where rainbows fly? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, don't you know?
As you know, this has been my favorite song, Freestanding. So now I have two favorite songs. So at this time, Latrice, I'm going to go ahead and allow your callers and your fans to call in and say a little bit of something for our Artist of the Year. So if you're on the line for Latrice Lawrence and you have some words for her as being Speak Your Mind's Artist of the Year. You can go ahead and press 1, and I'll start bringing you into that order. So, Latrice, hold on. We're going to go ahead and start bringing your callers in.
Okay.
9955. I have you on the line with Brenda Williams and Latrice Lawrence. How are you this evening?
Good afternoon. Congratulations, Brenda, on another successful show. Congratulations, Latrice Lawrence, for Artist of the Year. You deserve it. You work hard. Your voice transcends the world. It possesses love, peace, harmony. Brenda, I agree with you about Mary. When I sent it to you, I sent it because of the atrocities that were going around in the United States with black and brown men. And this song took a whole new meaning. And as an executive, I listened to the song, I listened to the voice, and I said, you needed to hear this, and this is where it is. Congratulations, Latrice. I'm very proud of you. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do.
I love you. This is my PR, and he's my family, my brother.
Andre Pittman. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I thank you, Andre, too. Love you to death. God brought me and you together, too. God brought me and you together because you brought me some fire.
Yes,
and when I wasn't paying attention, you made sure you reminded me on my timeline, look, we got an interview to do. So I love you for that. I love your energy. I love everything you've brought through. And I love the fact that you brought me the Truth Lines. The day you sent it, I needed it. I needed the song the day you sent it. And
yeah, it was something that you just, I needed to get it to you.
And I thank you. I thank you because we've been latchkeyed ever since. We've been like sisters ever since. You know, we've referred each other sis on post. And she deserves it. She deserves it. She deserves it because her heart is pure. And you can hear her heart through her music. And something that powerful, the world needs to hear. The world needs it. The world needs her. For what we're going through right now, the world needs Latrice Lawrence.
Absolutely. And I work with a lot of artists as well as you do. There are a lot of personalities, and the fact that if they can sing is one thing, but if they're able to work in this business and being marketable and being to do the publicity, the advertisement, the marketing, and because it's a business, and she is all that. She is all that package, and she's ready to go. And the world hears it right now, and there's a bright future.
Thank you. I appreciate that so
100%.
Much. I appreciate that.
She's ready. Did you hear her new song? I don't know how long you were on, Andre, but did you hear her new song?
I was privileged to hear it prior to the show. It brought tears to my eyes. I wasn't expecting the song. I heard it, and the arrangement, it was just pure Latrice.
Thank you.
I agree. And
thank you.
It's a song that I played on my timeline over and over and over and over again. And I love her voice. I said, I need to hear it. And the fact that she put her own twist on it, and the fact that it's not exactly the same, but it brings the same power and the same greatness, that's a hard task. That's something hard to do. And like I told her about Mary, did you know? When I first heard that song, the first thing I did was zoom to YouTube. And I was like, I know, there's, if she sung this song like this, let me hear it again. And I just went to YouTube, and I was getting disappointed and more disappointed and more disappointed and more disappointed. And I was like, at that moment, I knew who she was. It didn't take long for me to figure out who she actually is. And once everybody else in the world figure out who she actually really is, it's just going to be amazing. I'm ready.
I did the same thing, Brenda. When she recorded it, actually, this is not a recording. She actually did this live. So this was uncut. And I did my research and compared it to other performances, and they don't hold a candle.
Exactly. And I mean, you had some artists that are out there right now. Like I told you, I love Mary J. Blige to death. I went to school with Mary J. Blige. I personally know her. So if she ever hears this, Mary girl, you know I love you. But she could not hold a candle to the way you sung that song. And the bad thing about it was, I'm thinking she's getting paid millions and millions and millions of dollars to be outdone. It wasn't only her. It was several other people. But I listened to them. I listened to them, and I listened to them. And none of them, they never even, I listened to them back to back. And I even had my husband listen to them back to back. And he said, it sounds like it's your song, and they all tried to do remakes. He said, it sounds like you're the one who owns the song. You're the original person, and everybody else under you are people who tried to sing it under you. That's what he said. So,
This is the type of artist that I excelled to be associated with and to work with. I try to keep the standards high to have other artists to reach that level. You know, the level that she is on, artists have to aspire to be that. Because in this today's industry, it's just like add water. I want to be famous, but they don't have the talent to bring it to back it up, and it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of education, but this is exactly what we're responsible for turning this thing around and showing new artists instruments and artistry and musicianship. So this is where we start.
Yes. I am going to go ahead and bring another caller in because I'm sure it's somebody, because it's somebody who's listening in, so I'm going to bring them in now too. 0520, okay. I have you on the line. This is Brenda Williams, Speak Your Mind Radio. I have Ms. Latrice Lawrence, and I also have Andre Pittman on the line. How are you this evening?
I'm good, Brenda. It's good to hear you again. And Latrice, I'm no stranger to you. Andre also. Of course, you should know my voice by now. It's Robert Greene, of course.
Hi, Robert. Hey, Robert.
My brother.
Hi.
Trish, you never miss any of my shows for the world, and I always, I'm one of your biggest fans, too, just as Brenda is. And let me say something quick, okay? Brenda, it's just an honor and a privilege to have listened and heard and interviewed and all kinds of stuff. I can't even get my words together. It's so awesome. And you know that.
Thank you,
Brenda, real quick. Congratulations on another successful year of Speak Your Mind Radio. I've been behind you for the last year and a half, and you continue to amaze me and do awesome every single show. So thank you so much for inspiring me to do what I do, okay, as well. Now, on to Latrice, who I'm probably going to be short of words on because the only word that I can come up with is amazing. The talent is amazing. Her personality is amazing. Her style is just top-notch, just exquisite. Now, I've never interviewed an artist who is just so driven and so geared toward their craft than Latrice. Unbelievable voice. There's one song, I don't know if you heard it, Brenda. And she knows that when I say meant to be, she's gonna start laughing.
I played. I think I aired it here first too. Meant to be when it came out. Yeah, that's a great song. Yeah, it is.
You like it to be.
There's that part at the end where she does that. She does a high note, and it gives me chills every time I listen to it. Every time.
Yeah, I know which one. I know which part you're talking about. I know it. I've tried it. I don't got that type of voice, but I tried it.
Yes. But Latrice, of course, I would not miss it for the world. to call in and tell you how amazing you are as a person, as an artist, as everything to me.
Thank you
for being there for me when a lot of things wasn't going my way. Like right now, I'm actually not on the air because I was actually going to try to bring SR on air so, you know, everybody could, you know, hear you, because they all support you as well over here too. So they love you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And anytime you know, I call in no matter what.
You give great love advice too.
Yeah. I give all kind of love advice on his show, Brenda.
You know, I used to call into his show, and every time I look up and see his show, like, it's over, it's ending. And I call him, I'm like, because, you know, my problem is because I'm in so much and because my hands is in so much right now, I don't really spend a lot of time anymore online because I have, like, and I haven't mentioned it. I have not said anything about it, but I have a lot of stuff that I'm getting ready to bring out and a lot of stuff that I'm getting ready to do. And it's been something that's being worked on. So with me, it's hard to even be on. And I had very few people's notifications cut on. His notifications is actually one of the ones I actually had cut on. So by the time I log on and see it, because Situations Radio, like, that's a good show, you know. And I saw it Robert, like, from the very beginning. And we got a couple of shows. I did make it in. And I did give some advice. But he was one of the first radio folks that heard you and was like, I need to have her music. That's what I said. It was him. It was Jerry Royce. It was King Judah. It was a bunch of them. It was Angel Love. It was a bunch of them who had radio shows at the same time. I was like, and what did I tell you, Robert? I said, wait, you got to get it. I got to contact with Latrice, or I got to get with Andre Pittman, because, you know, right now I'm the only one being privileged. But I'm going to go ahead. You know, I was on my high horse. I was like, this chick's mine. I'm keeping her, and I'm going to keep playing her. But I love the fact that we were able to excel her. We were able to share her. I love the – I'm still hyped that she made – and she made Artist of the Year on Speak Your Mind Radio. And I couldn't have given it to anybody else. I wish I was near her to give her a big trophy and a hug. And this is something that's going to follow her and follow her and follow her, because a lot of people look at it like, you know, hey, I got this, or I got that, I'm going to post this and post this. But she's the most humble artist you will ever experience. She doesn't brag about anything or boast about anything. And those are the artists. Like I told her, I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to be honest, and God will forgive me for it. I'll be buying some bootleg stuff. But if she got her CD out, I would never bootleg it. There's certain people like Adele that, no, she won't be bootleg. She'll be, I paid her $17.99 because she got a show CD, and I could play it on a big screen and act like I'm right at the show. So Latrice is like another one. You know? Now, like, I'm sorry, R. Kelly, yeah, I paid $2 for his CD. You know, there's some people that wanted bootleg. But Latrice Lawrence, on the other hand, no, if she got her CD for $19.99, I go buy it, hands down. I buy a copy for the house and a copy for the car. So when I have that much faith in an artist, you're not almost ready. You are ready. So I played the song already.
It really is a privilege to work with the creative team that she has, and that's how an artist
they're
is
amazing
made.
They are amazing. I hope that they might be trying to call in. Those two are my heart right there. They have been there with me when we were both, all of us was broke, and they are just amazing to me. They're amazing.
I have a lot of people on. So if you want to say hello to the artist, you want to congratulate her, Artist of the Year, you can definitely press 1 and I'll bring you on. For now, I need to put everybody on mute because the person that I wanted to come through to hear her song just came on. And he's actually somebody who has a record label. They're looking for artists. And I told him he needed to be on to hear this song. So without further ado, everybody hold on again. Don't nobody go nowhere. Everybody stay with me, okay?
Okay.
Let me just plug this song in one more time, then I'm coming back to everybody, so nobody go anywhere, okay? I got some background noise, so I'm going to do some muting, so hold on for me. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and play Latrice Lawrence's new song again. First time you're hearing it, you're hearing it on Speak Your Mind Radio. First time ever being heard. And I'm playing this because I do have a record label executive who I spoke to earlier, and I've been basically harassing him for 3 weeks, and he finally returned my call. And I have him on this show because I need him to listen to this artist. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play Latrice Lawrence's new song, First Time Heard Here Tonight on Speak Your Mind Radio.
What's been
right. That was that song again. I was actually asked to play it when somebody came in. I just couldn't resist playing it in the beginning of the show. So I didn't have a problem playing it again. I'm going to go ahead and try to get more callers in here before we're running out of time here. 6093, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio and the lovely Latrice Lawrence. How are you this evening?
Oh, hi. I'm fine. How's everybody doing? This is Devin, one of Latrice's producers. So I work pretty closely with her. And just wanted to show some love.
Thank you, Devin. Hey, Devin, I spoke to you before.
Here I am.
Well, she's on the line with us, too. I think she's still with us. Latrice, are you still with us?
Hi, Dev. Yeah, of course I am. Hi, Devin.
Hey, girl. So I got a chance to listen in and hear, you know, I heard the track. It's great. Of course, I heard the track before it actually aired here. But listening to it again, I'm reminded of how great Latrice is as a singer. So glad to be a part of the team.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you for helping put it together. I've heard so much great things about you. I've actually spoke with you. I actually look forward to hearing some things from you. And the whole crew. Thank you to the whole, just the whole entire crew. I know there's more of you. There's some more of you.
Brandon
and I'm
too.
Just
Brandon Ford.
Yeah, there's Brandon. Yeah. Brandon. Yeah, there's Brandon too. And I mean, I'm just flabbergasted because you guys are just so great and everything about you guys. And to bring Latrice to me, and I mean, you also got, you know, Grand Rich, the guy, you know, JG. He was also awesome too. The cut that you guys did, you know, we definitely can't leave him out. He just did that really well. And you guys are just you cease to amaze me of the things you guys do as a unity, as a whole. And the bond that you guys have is impeccable. And just the talents, the raw talents that are coming out of this, I'm just honored to be able to play it. I'm honored to be able to have my Artist of the Year on the line. I'm honored to hear from her. I'm honored to hear from the producer. I'm honored to hear from the manager. I'm just honored to hear from everybody. Because without you guys helping and pushing, you know, we wouldn't be where we are.
It's
so
a pleasure to work with all of them.
Yeah. I already cried already. I'm glad y'all missed that.
I had to tell her, man up for a minute. You know how I got to do her, Andre. Man up for a minute.
Oh, shout out to Andre. What's up, man? Good to
Devin, how are you,
hear from
brother? It's good to hear your voice, man. Well, can't wait to sing with you again.
Yes, we got to get up really soon, actually.
Come
back to the studio, man.
It's a pleasure working with him, Brenda. They put it together, and it's a package. And it's also an example of what other artists and their production companies have to do. They have to raise the standard and bring the talent. It's just not any just making beats anymore. It's about actually making music. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, it's an honor.
Yeah, for sure.
It's an honor. And again, I want to congratulate Speak Your Mind Radio's Artist of the Year. I know that he wasn't here first to hear how it went, and real quick, how it went was I had a special poll that none of my artists that I've ever played ever even heard about it. They never even heard it. And I secretly had groups for these polls, and I only brought people in that listened to my show before because I didn't want it to be a bias type thing where if I got, you know, nominate somebody else and then they got it all over their page, I didn't want it to be like that. I want it to be a pure listening experience and pure tell me who you think's the best. And hands down, it was Latrice. It was like there was not even a competition. There was no other votes other than hers. So it was I was voting for her anyway. And if I had to, and it was a close call, I might have added 2 to 3 additional votes for Latrice to make sure she won. I'm just not going to lie because she's my favorite. But I didn't even have to do that.
Oh,
wow, that's crazy.
But I would have had to raise both my hands and both my legs to give her four extra votes. But I didn't even have to do that. Like, she won this one. She won hands down. Yeah, again, she blew them out.
Thank you very much, Brenda. What a great show that you had. Once again, another wonderful show. We really appreciate this. Congratulations, Latrice, for this hard work. And Devin and Brandon, you guys knocked it out of the ballpark again.
Oh, thank
you.
And thanks to you, Andre.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say real quick to Andre, you know, everything that you're doing for Latrice, to help her to have, you know, platforms like these. So, thanks to you for that, man. Pretty awesome.
I agree.
Pretty awesome. Artist of the Year on this show. That's pretty cool.
Yes,
and, based on what I just heard from Brenda, that's pretty amazing.
I mean, she had a music exec listening. I mean, I didn't even expect any of this. That's why I totally bawled earlier.
Well, I couldn't tell you that either.
I was not ready.
Because that was a secret, too.
I was not ready.
I let it out.
It was
I let it out. But that's the beauty of it. You're not supposed to be ready. It's supposed to be a catch-you-off-guard type thing.
And they've got to be ready. Because the hurricane Latrice is
right
on the way.
That's what's really.
So you better buckle down.
Yeah, you better. As you said in that song, I'm gonna be ready. So you just better be ready, because
that's so amazing.
I want to say thank you to everybody, Latrice, for my listeners that's on the line. Tell them how they can find you and find your music.
Well, the great thing about it is that now I'm going to be ready is on SoundCloud. So you can just go to SoundCloud and look up Latrice Lawrence, and it's there. And also it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube now. So just go on YouTube and type in I'm going to be ready Latrice Lawrence, and it's there. And also, if you want to purchase my music, it's on /Latrice-Lawrence/audio. And you can buy my music there, or you can go on www.latricelawrence.com and you can buy it there. And it's all tied in to iTunes and Amazon and all of that, too. So,
I'm on YouTube
choices.
Right now, right? You know I'm on YouTube.
Cool.
Right now.
Cool, exactly. And then if you go on latricelawrence.com, you can get Hear Me, Lord, the collaborations, and you can get Another Side of Me for $20. You can't beat that.
There you go.
You can't.
If not, you can pick up each individual one for $10 as a change. So, check it out, you guys.
Moonlight Chaser.
A lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of music. And the last
Moonlight
one was fun
Chaser.
Because
oh, man.
It's 17 songs, so you have a lot to choose from. So, give it a whirl. I have to thank you for honoring me. Thank you. Thank you guys for voting for me. I will never forget this. This is amazing to me. I mean, it was a surprise. No one told me it was a secret. And it knows that 300, 400 something people voted for me to be Artist of the Year. I'm floored. Totally floored. It's very humbling. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Great job.
It's amazing. It blew me away. I seen
great
it and I was
job.
Like, wait a minute, there's nobody else and anybody is anybody else voting for anybody else? Of course I had to vote. Of course you know who my vote was. But then I was like, is nobody else voting or am I the only person playing? And then I looked up today, I looked up yesterday morning and it was like all them votes and your name was checked. And I was like, oh my goodness, okay. I didn't even have to cheat. Go with trees. I'm proud.
That's awesome.
She won hands down, like not even any competition. So, and that's not speaking bad of any other artists. I got some great artists on my show. I have had some.
Yes,
I've had Andre Dapper. I've had Julius. I've had, I've had Laurie. Everybody from my Belize crew. I've had some great artists on my show. Marla Ho.
Absolutely.
I've had some good artists.
You had Skylar Jett. You had
Skylar Jett. That's my homie.
Yes.
Really. Love him to death. Just getting some new material. Love it. But
absolutely.
It's like,
yes.
This when this touches you this way, it almost, like I told Latrice, the first time I heard that song, I was going through something hard with my son. And it's almost like hearing that song shut everything else around me that was going on, and I was focusing on this song, and it touched my heart. And right then, I knew how me and her was going to be, how me and her relationship was going to be. She was my sister after I heard it the first time. So, again.
Yeah, this Mary, did you know? Yeah. And the thing is, that was a song, it was done live at a performance. And my niece.
Oh, yeah, I was just telling somebody that
video.
Today.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, there
was
somebody sitting here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Every time somebody comes over, I sit them down and listen to it. I'm like, listen to this song.
Oh, wow.
This is the artist I know. And they're like, do you know her? I was like, yeah, I know her. I talk to her all the time. You know, because I'm just so proud and just so. And I was like, and that's my artist of the year on my show. And it may be somebody who came over like last night and didn't even know I had a show. Friends that came from a different state didn't even know I had a show. So I had to listen to your music, and I got out of show, and I'm sure they're on now. But again,
now
I want to say congratulations.
Yep, thank
congratulations
you very much.
On behalf of Speak Your Mind Radio to our Artist of the Year, Latrice Lawrence. I want to say thank you to Andre Pittman for bringing me this.
Always. God, the book of God.
I want to say thank you, Andre Pittman. I want you to keep going. I want you to keep moving. I just want you to keep bringing greatness. Right now, our 100% focus is on making sure that Latrice Lawrence gets heard worldwide.
We're just starting with this.
It's on her. And like I told Latrice, there's some places, like there's a specific music room that they don't allow you to promote your own music. They don't. For some reason, they don't. You would think they would, but they don't. But, and I think it's, what, 25,000 or it might be 30,000 people? But guess what? Guess who's the admin? And guess who's going to be floating that song tonight? And there's nothing you can do about it.
And the good thing about music is all they have to do is hear it. And just once they hear it, it's contagious.
Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I've got, 20% listeners? And I probably got 30% listeners, 40%, 50% stalkers in that room. So anything I post, they're going to listen to. So I'm just going to that was
That's
really
amazing.
Nice. We are still on the radio.
That's amazing.
Sorry, stalkers. I meant no harm. But thank you so much to Chief Lawrence. Thank you to the whole camp that's on the line. I look forward to speaking with you guys another time. I appreciate you guys. And again, Latrice, you know, I salute you. Congratulations again on being Speak Your Mind's Artist of the Year.
Congratulations, Latrice.
Yay. Close out my show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Congratulations, Latrice.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and... Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and end out my show with one more song since somebody brought it up. And then we're going to go ahead and end out. And you guys, look, one of them, look, I don't know how many. I think my whole switchboard now is Latrice Lawrence. But let me see what I'm going to play. I don't know. I'll pick up something. But everybody have a great night. And thank you again. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
Have a good holiday.
Mm-hmm.
that's going to wrap it up for our special edition of Artist Time to Shine with Latrice Lawrence, which is currently our number one Artist of the Year on Speak Your Mind Radio. It's an honor and a blessing to work with this phenomenal woman. I can't wait to see what she brings next. I'm just elated to be able to honor this great woman. So with that said, I want to say good night. I hope everyone joins me this coming Thursday. My new time is actually 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we'll be back on air. I'm actually off of my two-month vacation. So this Thursday will be my first show, and I'm sure it'll be on fire. So I hope to see everybody this Thursday. Everyone other than that, have a great night. Have a happy and safe holidays.